Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible during this Advent season. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, as we continue with the Christmas story. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So Caesar Augustus, his given name was Octavian, the adopted son of Julius Caesar. After Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC, Octavian shared the throne with his brother Antony. However, Antony fell under the spell of an Egyptian queen named Cleopatra. After Antony and Cleopatra were married, they set out to defeat Octavian for the sole power of the empire. In the Battle of Actium, in 31 BC, Octavian defeated Antony and Cleopatra. After the battle, they fled to Egypt and both committed suicide. That left Octavian as the sole ruler of the Roman Empire. That was called the Caesar. Shortly afterwards, he was named the chief citizen of the Roman Republic and given the name Augustus. Caesar Augustus ruled the world, or so he thought. The sovereign God used Augustus to move Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem. As the proverb says, in the Lord's hand, the king's heart is like a stream of water that channels toward all who please him. Proverbs 21:1. And Augustus's heart was like a channel of water in God's hand. The registration allowed Mary and Joseph to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. Lord, you have always been and always will be in charge of every king and every country. Help my confidence to always rest in your power and sovereign work. In your name I pray. Amen. Hey parents, this passage is a great way to help your children place the birth of Jesus in an historical setting. Do some research on the Battle of Actium and the plight of Antony and Cleopatra, and age appropriately, share what you learn with your children. Let me know how that conversation unfolds. You can email us at prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.